Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Sovereign Projector podcast and welcome to Sagittarius season. We did it. We made it through those wild waters. That was this Scorpio season. Just a time which really left our subconscious minds with no place in which to hide. I think that is pretty much the common theme that has been running through a lot of the people that I have spoken to, what I've observed and what I've felt in myself, right? It's probably what I spoke about in the Embracing Mutation episode last time, whenever we last spoke, was this, this inability to hide from the subconscious mind, right? Those things that we have so successfully ferreted away, like, oh, look at that later. No, yeah, I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with you later. I'm not ready to look at that yet. All of those things. So if you hear like sounds, I'm taking my vitamins as I do this. I just remembered I forgot to take my vitamins this morning. So maybe there's some nice like vitamin ASMR for you. You're welcome. But yeah, so we did it, we're through, but here's the thing is that welcome to Sagittarius season, where really like this next month, this next four-ish weeks, 29-ish days now that's left of Sag season, like it is taking everything that changed, mutated internally, and it is anchoring in the external world. Right, Sagittarius season is the fire that follows up from the deep waters of Scorpio season. So this is that initiation by fire, when over the next few weeks we will each be presented with, you know, these situations in our everyday life, right? These initiations by fire where you are invited. Right? It's always an invitation. You always have a choice in these situations. We are invited to put into practice the internal changes, right? You've gone internal. You're like, I need to cut this out of my life. I need to change this about my life and I need to stop doing that. I need to stop that people-pleasing pattern, blah, 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 whatever it is, right? We have done the internal and now we are thrown into the fires where it's like, okay, cool, but are you going to actually like not put up with that people-pleasing pattern? Are you going to actually stop doing this thing you said you're going to stop doing? And it's this like Sagittarius is energetic integrity. Like if I have to think of Sagittarius at its highest point, I mean, there are probably a lot of things that are really, really, really wonderful about Sagittarius, but one of those huge overriding highest qualities, or like, you know, numero uno qualities of Sagittarius is energetic integrity, where the words I speak are in alignment with how I feel inside, with my truth, my heart's truth. Okay. So that is really what we're being called towards over the next 4 weeks, is energetic integrity. And that is not easy all the time. Right? It can be so hard. I mean, that's the thing, is that like, yeah, up to a certain point it's hard, but then you get to a certain point where it's like, it's more difficult to do what, like, you know, do what conditioning tells you to do or whatever. When you have graduated so far from who you used to be, you've expanded past like habits, past patterns, past coping mechanisms, all of those things. When you get to a certain point, you're like, okay, cool. It's actually like impossible for me to not put myself first. It's impossible for me to not say no in this situation. It's impossible for me to keep doing that thing that is just not in energetic integrity anymore. So that's like once you get to a certain point, but up to a certain point, right, when we're moving through that difficult, intense deconditioning process, right, and we're choosing our energetic alignment again and again and again and relentlessly choosing it, right, it can be the hardest part, but it's the part that solidifies your healing, is when you say, okay, cool, I've had these internal changes. But it's time for me to put those internal changes into practice in the external world. It's time for me to stand up for myself. It's time for me to say no thank you. It's time for me to put up a boundary. It's time for me to do this thing that I've said I've wanted to do for so long. It's time for me to, I don't know, you know, invest money in myself when, you know, I've been doing all this money work, but I'm still like, you know, blocked or whatever, right? Or it's time for me to, you know, say no to lending someone money, right? Whatever the thing is, it's that matching the external with the internal, which really is that transition between the Scorpio version of truth, right? Which is that we can't lie to ourselves, and the Sagittarius version of truth, right? Which is I can't lie to other people about what's going on inside of me, okay? Because that is, so every pair of signs that's like next to each other in the zodiacal wheel, right? So Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, et cetera, every like pair of signs that's next to each other, they, even though they're different, right? They're obviously like really different, some more than others, like some pairs more than others, really different. They always have a similarity, right? That thing that is tying them together, right? Because they're standing next to each other. Like they can't, like in this wheel, in the story, they can't just like not have anything in common. They're influencing each other. And for Scorpio and Sagittarius, right? So that time when we are shifting between the two seasons, when we're wrapping up Scorpio season and moving into Sagittarius season, you know, that it's this continuation of the theme of truth again, that Scorpio version of truth being our internal truth, and the Sagittarius version of truth is my external energy, the things that I say, my voice, my resonance, is it in integrity with that internal truth? So that's what's up. Anyway, so this podcast is also a farewell and a wrapping up, which you may have seen in the title. I don't actually know what I'm going to call this so far. But yeah, this will be my last podcast episode on the Sovereign Projector. I don't know if I'm going to podcast for myself in the future. I might. I already do have a few ideas, but for now it is a farewell. I definitely want to, and I'm going to be on other people's podcasts because I do love this medium. I love talking, but I know that this container, the Sovereign Projector, it has reached its graduation phase. It's ready to be left, to, you know, be found by whoever is supposed to find it. But I don't like when people just disappear. I don't like when things don't have a clear ending. And so that is why I'm here. I'm saying farewell. And I'm also going to say where you can find me and also what led me to this decision, except I basically just said what led me to this decision. But here's the basic story of what happened to me over the past 6 weeks. So as you may know, if you are long-time listener, long-time friend of the pod, friend of me, whatever, I have been guiding a 8-week container, deconditioning container, deconditioning and business container, called, and like rebellious business, right? Called Outside the Lines with my dear friend and colleague, Abby. And we started this October 18. And the thing that, if you do this work, you will know, deep in your bones, is that you can't hide from your own work, right? If you want to hold space for people to decondition away from their business expectations, what it's supposed to look like, da-da-da-da-da, and to choose alignment over everything else, right? Even over financial stability, over everything, right? Over perceived safety, all of those things. You best believe that if you are not doing that work for yourself and on your own business, then you will be invited to. Or you'll be demanded to, again, because I hold myself and my work to a very high energetic integrity standard. And so for me to continue holding and guiding that space and then ignoring the niggling feelings that I basically had to tear down everything that I was doing in my business and not start again, because it's definitely not start again, but move into its next evolution, right? Give birth to its next evolution, hold space for my business's next evolution, my creativity's next evolution. Then if I had ignored that, I wouldn't have been able to hold the space that is being held in Outside the Lines. It would have fallen to pieces. So that's what happened. And I was like, cool, you know, I had the doors open for the human design reader training, but everything in my body was like, no. And so I listened and I followed that alignment where it was leading me, and mostly what it was leading me away from. Because I just knew that it was time for me to graduate beyond these, you know, human design added so much to my life. I cannot deny that. And it's been a huge part of my journey, but it has gotten me to where I am, to where it actually like cheapens, I feel, where I'm at in my journey to continue to talk about human design. Like, I don't need to talk about it anymore. I have moved beyond it. I've outgrown it. It's like everything else that I have learned and expanded into is being birthed into my own modalities, my own teachings, my own creativity, my own space, which, and like energetic truth and healing and all of these things, which if I was then to, you know, try and squeeze all those expansive world teachings and consciousness knowledge and everything that I have both learned through my studies and through my research and through my own experiences, but also just downloaded from my own, like my guides, my higher self, like whatever you want to call it, all the modalities that have come through at the healing practices and the information that has come through that is coming through now, that I'm like in communication with my guides throughout this last like month and still to bring into existence. If I had then tried to squish that down to be like, oh yeah, this is like true for all projectors, or this is true for all 3-5s. Like even saying that is like, even saying that in my body, it feels like I feel weak in my solar plexus, because I know that's not the truth, right? It can't fit anymore. I can't do that anymore. I can't talk about that anymore. It's time for me to move beyond. And so with that, right, I remember it would probably be about a month ago today when I realized all this, and I was like, oh my God, I've outgrown everything. Everything I'm doing, right? And just like voxering my two best friends, Leanne and Gemma, being like, oh my God, why can't I just like pick something and stick to it, right? Why do I have to be in this constant state of evolution all the time? And just like talking it out with them kind of thing. And then over that next month, like, well, I haven't actually deleted my Heather Mann Astrology Instagram yet, but moving over to my new Instagram page, Relentless Alignment, and really been having this creative outlet where I feel a lot more invited by the people who follow me there than I did on Heather Mann Astrology for the person I have grown into, right? The teachings that I have grown into. So starting that, right, and moving my entire business over there and feeling like, you know, increasingly like, yep, you've outgrown the podcast too. Like, you guys, especially if you've been here since the start, like especially if you have been here for, I mean, we've been doing this for almost 2 years now, which is absolutely crazy. And like, if you've been with me that whole time, or even if you've only been with me a year or a few months or however long, you've watched me grow up, right? You have watched me or listened to me through this process of moving from a highly anxious, like shy, cripplingly self-doubtful girl of what, 26, right, to maybe 27. I don't know. Maybe 26. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe freshly turned 27, but whatever. To the confident, like, woman who I am now. And even saying that, I'm like, are you really going to do that? You're going to call yourself confident? It's like, yes, bitch. Like, I am. And not even just like in comparison to what I was 2 years ago, but like, I know I don't have to rely on the labels of human design and astrology anymore, because my teachings, my wisdom has this, it has so much value on its own for the people who are supposed to receive it. And if I was to cheapen that by continuing to do what I've been doing for the past, you know, year, 2 years, whatever, it would be like cheapening my own experience, ignoring myself, and would be of detriment to everybody who is supposed to receive everything else that I have to share. So yeah, that, all of the offerings I was doing, right? And just feeling into, okay, cool, what's still in alignment? What needs to go? What needs to change? And through that, right, through the release of what I'd been doing, creating space and excitement for all the new ideas that want to come through. And oh my God, it's so exciting. And yeah, I've been speaking about this on my new Instagram, which is just this absolute like full body decision that the work I'm here to do, like the creations I'm here to birth into the world, they aren't going to feel like work, right? A projector does not work. My creations feel like breathing. And so me making it tricky for myself, right? Like over planning all of these things, right? Making it feel like a struggle, that is actually moving against what my life and legacy is here to feel like, which is me breathing and like just letting out, exhaling, and that being what I bring to the world. So it's been a big month. Shut down everything, you know, starting again, not starting again, but cleared out 98% of what I was doing. And here we are, here we be. We're still figuring it out. Oh, not to mention that a week and a half ago, I bought a minivan, like a proper soccer mom van. And I'm going to, well, I have already put a mattress into it, and, you know, little kitchen things and all that stuff. And I'm going to be driving the almost 5,000 kilometers between Perth, where I am right now, and Melbourne, home for Christmas, to surprise my parents. They're going to lose their mind. Obviously, the 21st of December is the 1 year anniversary of my mum's mum. So my grandma, she passed away on the Saturn Jupiter conjunction last year, slash the solstice. And so I know I just got this like message from my grandma, and she was like, you know, mum, like, Deb, my mum, really wants you home for that, like the anniversary of that. So like, okay, you got it, grandma. So yeah, I'm not telling anyone. My sisters know. Actually, one of my sister knows. I haven't told the other one yet. And yeah, going to be driving along the coast, including the Nullarbor, which is this wonderful stretch of road that I've never been on. I've only dreamt of. I love wide open spaces. Like I love the open road. It is where I am free, like driving really, really fast, music, like country music on, wind in my hair, desert, you know, ocean to the side, whatever it is. Whew, give me that forever, you know. And so yeah, I'm gonna be driving the Nullarbor, which is thousands of kilometers essentially of just nothing. And it also includes the Nullarbor Strait, which is the longest stretch of straight road without a single like turn or bend in the world. It's like 150 kilometers. I think that's like 90 miles or something like that. Nothing, not even like a slight turn. It's just straight. Like you look at a map, it looks like nothing. But it's, you know, 90 miles, 150 kilometers of just nothingness. So going to be doing that. And then getting home for the 20th of December, and I'm leaving tomorrow. Like again, the van is all well, I'm going to pack it up fully after this, clean up the Airbnb I've been staying in Perth, going out to dinner with my Perth friends tonight for a little goodbye. Hate goodbyes, but they found out I was going and wouldn't let me get away with not saying goodbye. So everything has been changing. Everything has changed. And that is in summary. So I would love, you know, again, some of us, I know I've been in your ears for like nearly 2 years, and I would love to have you come along for the next part of the journey, but this is the final episode of The Sovereign Projector. If there's going to be another podcast, then the best way to find out about that is to be either on my email list, which you can sign up for really easily on my website, which will be linked in the show notes, or on my new Instagram. Like I said, I'm not using Heather Mann Astrology anymore. It's feeling less and less aligned to even hold on to that Instagram, which is hard, of course, because, you know, that's the one that all my friends from around the world and around Australia are on. So I probably will keep it, but I'm just not on there. So yeah, my new Instagram is at Relentless Alignment. I'd love for you to come join over. If you are someone who has wanted to study human design with me, then never fear. I have packaged or like created space of all of my old teachings, right? The teachings that I used to train my past students of human design in this practice, this incredible practice, which has added so much brilliance to my life, and I know will continue to as I move through my conditioning process and guide the conditioning process of other people. They're all compiled into a human design resource library, and that's available on my website too. The gates aren't going to be open forever. I'm closing them this Sunday, and I'll probably open them again in the new year, but we'll see. So if you do want that, I'll link that in the show notes too. And that is all the best ways for us to keep in touch for now is the new Instagram and my mailing list, because that's where everything is happening essentially these days. I see this too as clearing out my energy so it's not being spread 1,000 different places, you know, podcast, Instagram, different offerings, all that stuff, right? Just cutting cords with one section and being able to focus my attention, intention on the places that do feel in alignment right now. So I think that's everything. Happy Sagittarius season. Happy, you know, integrating the mutation that we've all been through. You are not alone. Nobody is alone. We're going through this together, but it's beautiful. It needs to change. We are the change, right? We are the ones. We are the ones. We are the ones, right? You decide new earth is here, and you decide that you are living new earth codes, right? And you are. It's that easy, right? Okay. Lots of love. We won't get emotional because, like I said, I hate goodbyes, right? I'm not doing it twice in one day. Shut up. Stop crying. But yeah, if this is where our timelines part, thank you so much for being with me on this weird, wild journey of life. But like I said, if you are feeling still my vibe, my fresh vibe, my upgraded vibe, my true vibe, let's be real. It's nothing new. It's nothing upgraded. It's who I've always been. I've just broken through some crazy layers of conditioning in the last month. Alrighty, thank you so much, and have a beautiful week, beautiful year, beautiful life wherever you are. Farewell.